And now it's time for Power of Prophecy with your host, former professor at the University of Texas at Austin, career United States Air Force officer, and best-selling author, Tex Mars.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars. Well, the Bilderbergers, they came and went. Their annual meeting had got a lot more publicity this year, a lot more attention than it has in previous years. The Bilderbergers. And, of course, the Bohemian Grovesters, the Bohemian Grove, will be shortly meeting down in near San Francisco in the great Redwood Forest there. The Bohemian Grove. You know, we have an entire book called The Bohemian Grove, Cult of Conspiracy. A good friend of mine wrote that, and I was delighted to write the foreword for the book. It's an amazing book. The Bohemian Grove is the first real book on the Bohemian Grove and has pictures in it. And, of course, even has me interviewed, I think, at one part in the book. It's a great book. You may want to get a hold of that. Well, today we're going to talk about the Bilderbergers, the Bohemian Grove, but most of all about the warmongers and warlocks in the Republican Party. Boy, the warmongers and warlocks in the Republican Party. Now, you know I'm no friend of parties. And it's amazing to me, but you go all the way back in American history to the days of George Washington, and he complained about the factions. He called them factions. It seemed that some of our early founding fathers never really thought of political parties, and when the political parties began to develop, they said, this is evil. These are factions. We're all just Americans. Well, today, of course, we're all just Americans, but we've divided ourselves into Democrat and Republican. And, of course, there's libertarians and communists and all kind of little bitty parties running around. But for the most part, it's Republican and Democrat, and you've got the primaries and all kind of canvasses and county meetings and so forth, conventions. And finally, every 4 years, you have a huge national convention of the Republicans and also one of the Democrats, and they choose a vote on. It's already been decided usually, but by the time they meet, it's sort of symbolic only. And they meet and they give us then one candidate from each party. Of course, it's never who the people want. I mean, come on. Let's just take the Republican Party. They gave us Bob Dole, a worn-out old warrior. And they gave John McCain, talk about worn out. Boy, that guy, he's long gone. But I'll say one thing about him. I've never seen a war that John McCain didn't like or want to get involved in. He loves that fighting. Now, of course, then there was Romney. Romney did not seem to want to fight very much. And he got beat by about 3 million votes by Barack Obama. Next time, they say, probably we're going to get Jeb Bush. How about that, Jeb Bush? The Bush dynasty continues. George Herbert Walker Bush, George W. Bush, or just W. And next, we'll get old Jeb Bush. Now, I don't know if that's true or not, but it looks like all the elite of the party, they're the ones that count, you know. Now, the little people out there seem to like Rand Paul. I started to say Ron Paul, but I meant Rand Paul, his senator's son, senator from Kentucky, Rand Paul. They also like maybe Ted Cruz, senator of Texas. Now, they say that Rand Paul and Ted Cruz are supported by another political party that's really all part of the Republican Party called the Tea Party. The Tea Parties are the conservative faction or wing of the Republican Party. So we have Ted Cruz. Now, all these people are lining up for the president. Well, by the way, we do, of course, we still have the Democrats on the other side. And It looks like now the only candidates out there that have indicated that they're ready to go is maybe Hillary Clinton. She's hiding what she's going to do, but she'll probably run again. She's like Harold Stassen, the guy that seemed to have run 40 times back in the 50s and 60s for president. But the Democrats, they have their own process there. And probably Hillary Clinton, if she wants it, she's got it. And women are going to vote for her. They don't even know what she's done, or, you know, they forgot the fact that she was a senator or first lady. They just know that she could be the first woman president, and they just are desperate to have a woman president, and women are lining up for her. We've just got to have a woman in office. Well, okay, they'll probably get Hillary. She'll probably run against Jeb Bush. But Joe Biden, the vice president, he says he wants to be president. But we know he doesn't have much of a chance against Hillary. Now, they say dirt will come out and Hillary won't be able to run. But, hey, she's had so much dirt piled on top of her, it's like a whole, you know, freight train full of dirt. Hadn't stopped her at all. Now, we're going to be talking about the Republican Party today. The warmongers, they're all warmongers. The Republican Party specializes in warmongering. They love war. They love death. And the warlocks. What is a warlock? Well, it's a male witch. A male witch. Of course, today, I guess it could be a homosexual lesbian witch or a transgender witch. But in any case, it's a warlock. And that's what the witches call their male counterparts. We're going to look at Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, Mike Huckabee, Rick Perry. Oh, they've got a lot of nothing. Jeb Bush, Rick Santorum, Paul Ryan. He ran for vice president last time. He probably wants to be president this time. Then there's the big man, Chris Christie of New Jersey. We might even talk about Fox News, an organization. But all these high-flying elite are, get this, folks, they are selling out America. They're selling out America. To whom? To Gog. You know about Gog, don't you? You seen the book Matrix of Gog? That's Israel. They're selling out to Gog and Magog. And they will bring a final death to the suffering corpse of America. Now, I want to repeat that because I want to go down right now as saying these warmongers, these warlocks in the Republican Party, I just wish I had time to, I mean, the Democrats, they're a lost cause. I mean, but the Republican Party acts like it's holy, pious, patriotic, but it's not, as we will find out. And here are the standard bearers. Again, Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, Mike Huckabee, Rick Perry, Jeb Bush, Rick Santorum, Paul Ryan, Chris Christie. And of course, there's Hannity and O'Reilly and the Fox News crowd, too. They will sell out America. It's their, seems like it's their destiny. They will sell out America. They've already sold it out. Now they're selling it out again. To whom? To Gog and Magog. And they will bring a final death to the suffering corpse of America. Now I'm going to give you 10 major issues of government. 10 major issues of government. 10 major things our government is involved in, which are going to bring harm, suffering, and yes, eventually death to the corpse of America. Why do I say corpse? Well, because we don't have much life in us now. We're just a dead body. These are all eagles, aren't they? Why do I say that? Well, because of what Jesus said in the Bible. Jesus had an amazing statement in the Bible. He was asked about the last days. What would be the sign of the last days? And where would all these things that he predicted, prophesied, where would they take place? He said something that boggles the mind. And for many, many centuries, men have debated the meaning of his words. He said, where the eagles are gathered, there will be the carcass. What is a carcass? Well, it's a dead body, a corpse. Wherever, wheresoever the eagles are gathered, there will be the carcass. Now, where are the eagles? Who are these eagles? People used to say you're either an eagle or a turkey. Well, these are eagles. They want to fly high. They fly so high we can't even see them anymore. But they've got their eye on you, the all-seeing eye. They've got their eye on you and me, these flying eagles, high-flying politicians. Oh, my. Politicians. Now, let me first mention the top Democrat politician. He's not, you know, going to run for president. He's sort of a pitiful guy. The Senate Majority Leader, Harry Reid. He's a Mormon. That shows you the disgusting nature of what has really happened to America, why we're simply a suffering corpse. Because Harry Reid is the head of the Senate. That's the major debating political society in America, isn't it? He gets up and lies about it and says whatever he wants. No one there to challenge him. And of course, the Republicans say they would like to impeach Barack Obama for all the harm he's done with Obamacare and gay marriage and all of that, but they don't really mean it. If they had the opportunity, they wouldn't impeach him. It doesn't matter if Iraq falls again militarily. They're not going to impeach him. It doesn't matter if the IRS lies and claims they don't have the the emails, that they've lost the emails that prove that they're a bunch of criminals, which is what they are. It doesn't matter if our veterans are treated like dirt. Yes, they're treated like dirt. And the president has done nothing about that. He's going to stay in office. It doesn't matter if he brings in tens of thousands of youth from Central America. Then he invites 10 of them to come to the White House and says, these are our champions of change. Barack Obama is going to stay right in there as president. Now, he's got about 2.5 more years to taunt us. He's got the Attorney General, Eric Holder, there to lie, obfuscate, dodge, and cover up. And, well, to be honest with you, we're sort of sunk. There's nothing you and I can do. And frankly, there's nothing that the warmongers and warlocks of the Republican Party want to do. Now, let's talk about these. Oh, I promised you, didn't I? I'm sorry that I would talk about Harry Reid, the Mormon. Now, go to my website, powerofprophecy.com. You'll see a picture of Harry. He's given a symbol with his right hand. And you notice he's wearing a red wristband. A red wristband. What is that red wristband? It is a sign that you are a Kabbalistic Jew. A Kabbalistic Jew. Now, I don't know if racially he's a Jew. Probably not. But the Mormon religion itself is a sort of Jewish junior religion. They claim that they're two of the tribes of Israel. Now, Harry Reid is wearing the red wristband in this picture that I have on the homepage of powerofprophecy.com to indicate that he is a believer in the Jewish Kabbalah, a system of magic and sorcery. It is the foundation of every evil and wicked cult, every false religion in the world. And he is a student of it with his red wristband. Now, it's very popular in the Democrat Party, and you'll see it on the wrist of Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton as well. And he's given a symbol with his hand. It's the fingers are going across the neck. What do they mean? It means that we oppose you. We have our secrets. and we will destroy our opposition. We will kill our opposition. He's a nice man, isn't he? That's on the floor of the Senate. He gets up and he wears his red wristband and he extends his arm so it comes out the sleeve and it shows. And then he gives the sign that he will cut the throat of the opposition. That's what they think of us, my friends. You're the opposition. You, the people who want to keep America, America. But there are two Americas today. They have ethnically cleansed America. They're in the process of ethnically cleansing us. Ethnically cleansing us. Now, the United Nations has a rules about ethnic cleansing and genocide. And believe me, if they don't get what they want through ethnic cleansing and political correctness, they will move to the genocide. In 2010, our government spent over $450 million for concentration camps. You say, no. Yes, I mean it. For concentration camps, $450 million. And they have these concentration camps. And I believe right now they want a war. They're hoping that you'll get out your gun and start a war with them. They've created a United States command, and they have armed every government agency. They have 10 or 20 times as many bullets in their possession. I'm talking about the post office, the agriculture department, the interior department, the IRS. They're all arming themselves. And they've given every sheriff's office and police department in America practically the means by which to destroy the patriot citizens of America. So go out and get your gun. There's never been such an uprising in all of American history as there is right now. And Americans are buying guns like there's no tomorrow, because there's probably not going to be one, as far as America's concerned. You know, even Jesus told his disciples to go out and buy swords. Did you know that, friends? Well, he did. And they came back with just a few, and he said, it's enough. So go out and buy your guns, and maybe they'll save your life. Maybe they'll save your loved one. Maybe they'll save your children. But I'm telling you, they're buying armored personnel carriers, Humvees, military tanks, drones in the sky, dirigibles in the sky. They've got a military-industrial complex like you wouldn't believe. I mean, read George Orwell's 1984. I mean, that's puny. They really got it now. They're watching all of us. They say the NSA, for the last decade or so, has in its files, in its gigantic repository of spying tapes and reels, they've got every email that's ever been sent in all of America. Can you think of that? Every email that's ever been sent? They've got records of it. Every telephone conversation. There's nothing that you've sent or you said on the telephone, sent by computer, that they don't have. They know all about you. And they know about our Congress, too. These 500 and something Republicans and Democrats cannot hide anymore. They used to do all their dirty work. They're pedophiles. They're mistresses. You know about all those things, don't you? About JFK in the White House having sex with women there. About LBJ in the White House having sex with all those women. Yes, he did. And in the Reagan White House, they actually brought young boys into the White House and had sex with them. They thought nobody would see, nobody would know. We found out, but wait. Now the National Security Agency knows all about it. They're watching. They're listening. They know everything these congressmen do. And I believe that our Congress has been blackmailed, our entire Congress. That's why John Boehner can't do anything. That's why Eric Cantor lost election. He couldn't do anything. Because they've been found out. The National Security Agency knows what they're doing. And maybe that's good in a way. Every person's sins will be found out. Well, God saw, but these congressmen, these politicians, they didn't think that God cared very much. God doesn't see us. There's no God. Well, now the National Security Agency is your God. They see you. And I believe that many of these congressmen have been visited. They've had visitors come into their office. And these visitors have said, we have a certain audio tape on you, Mr. Senator, from a hotel or from an apartment that you thought nobody knew about. We know about that girl. We know about those little boys. We know what you're doing. We know you're an evil, wicked man, but we're going to keep it private, just between you and us. But, Mr. Congressman, we would appreciate your voting certain ways. We're just going to keep this evidence in abeyance. We're going to keep it in our files. But if you betray us, we will come down hard on you. Everyone knows. The government now has files, dossiers on everyone else. And now Congress will do docilely whatever the president says. Whatever the Jewish lobby says, whatever the Jewish lobby says, they will accomplish. There is no freedom in America. There is no justice in this country. There is no equality. There can never be as long as we have the military-industrial complex, the spy apparatus, the National Security Agency, the Defense Intelligence Agency, the National Reconnaissance Office that runs the satellites. All these agencies, 16 major intelligence agencies in our government, they know everything. Now, I told you that I would talk about the 10 issues. The 10 major issues, all of which these congressmen agree on. There's no difference in them. Maybe little bitty small, little bitty distinctions. But you will see when I say that these are the 10 major issues of government that really both Democrats and Republicans alike agree to. And that's why you cannot be a Republican or a Democrat. I know many of you out there are going to vote Republican in the next election just to try to get the Democrats out of office. You say, well, let's see. On the left hand, you got this, and on the right hand, this. On the left, you got this. I'm going to have to vote for the worst, for the best of the two evils. For the best of the two evils. What a situation. What a dilemma we're in. Voting for the best of two evils. You're still voting for evil. And you really don't know. You really don't know how these politicians can be so evil that you don't even know it. Now, the first major issue of government that all of these warmongers and warlocks agree to is the immigration issue. Immigration. They all want immigration reform, it's called. They all will tell you the immigration laws are broken. They don't work. Let me translate that for you. We don't like the immigration laws. They work too well, and we want to get rid of all of them, and we want to put in laws that don't work. That's what we're telling you. They're telling you we don't want to have laws. We want a lawless state in which all of the immigrants can come in from China, Indonesia, Pakistan, etc., overseas, India. But especially from down south, not only Mexico, but Central America, Honduras, El Salvador, Costa Rica, Panama, all those countries there. Immigration. Immigration reform. Now, they were on their way to getting that. And the Republicans have been agreeing with the Democrats. And by the way, the Chamber of Commerce of the United States is definitely for this. All the churches want this. Yes, the Southern Baptist Convention, they're for immigration reform. The Catholic Church is for it. They're all breaking the law and helping these foreigners break the law. Now, listen, I have great sympathy for these foreigners. I know they have a rough deal in their country. They have rotten, corrupt countries. There's 7 billion people in this world, and if they could, probably 6 of the 7 billion would immigrate to America. I mean, what could you do? We now have 320 million. How could you possibly take in billions? Everyone in China would want to come here, wouldn't you? I mean, look at the kind of government and poverty they have there. Look at the lack of every little freedom. Sure, I'd rather be in the United States than Honduras or Ecuador or Uruguay or Mexico. But that's not a possibility, friends. It's not possible to take in 7 billion people and make them all Americans. Besides, most don't want to be Americans and live up to that responsibility to have a lineage all the way back to George Washington, Thomas Jefferson. They just want the money. They want the economic well-being of America. They don't, these people coming in, they don't know anything about our way of life, our system of government, our Constitution, our Bill of Rights. They don't know anything about our history. They certainly don't know about the Christian religion. They just want a job. I can't blame them. I feel great pity for them. But we can't have all of them break the law and come across the borders. But you see, the Council on Foreign Relations has said, we will end the American border. There will be no more borders. We're going to have a North American Union. And they still have that as their goal. And they're building a North American freeway through America. If there's no borders, there's no country. There will be no Central America. There will be no Mexico. We'll all be one big happy, well, maybe not happy, country. And if they continue within 15 or 20 years, there will be no, dare I say it, white race. And you blacks, you're out too, unless they start bringing in millions of blacks from Africa. And they've been bringing in hundreds of thousands of Somalis and all kinds of people from Africa. But they can't compete with all the people from Latin America and Mexico. Immigration. And Obama's trying to help it along by saying we will not deport anybody anymore. And besides that, we're going to let 36,000 prisoners go that are criminals. Just let them go. They're foreigners. They're in America. They've broken the law. They're illegal aliens. Oh, they don't call them that anymore. They're undocumented, aren't they? Yeah. No, they're illegal aliens. Let's face it. 36,000. Then he said maybe we'll take, I don't know. John Boehner's for it. Paul Ryan's for it. Eric Cantor was for it. They're all for it, even if they say they're not. And I'll tell you where Ted Cruz and Rand Paul stand when I return in just a minute. You're listening to Warmongers and Warlocks in the Republican Party. I'm Tex Morris. This is Power of Prophecy. Hello, friends. This is Tex Morris. I hope you have a copy of my book, Conspiracy of the Six-Pointed Star. If you don't have a copy, you're losing out. This is a great book. Not just because I wrote it. God anointed me to write this book, and everything in it is so powerful. You know, sometimes when I finish a book, I work so hard and I finish it and I go, wow, this is really a book. Well, this is one just like that, friends. I mean, there's no other book like it. Conspiracy of the Six-Pointed Star. I want you to have your own copy of this. $25. Some say, well, $25 is a lot of money for a book. Well, it's about two or three times the size of another book. It is. It's huge format, big format. It's one of my big books, you know. Conspiracy of the Six-Pointed Star. Everything you want to know about Judaism, the Jews, Israel. And it's all true. And I quote many rabbis and, well, you'll find out what they think about you and America. Why they feel like they're so special. That they're above us. They're not our equal, they're superior. But all of us down here below, we're all equal. The peons. Well, you can get this book for $25, add $5 shipping and handling. $30. We'll be glad to send it to you. Here's how to get it. Just phone us toll free. 1-800-234-9673. 1-800-234-9673. You can write to us at Power of Prophecy, 1708 Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733. Or you can go to our website, powerofprophecy.com. Powerofprophecy.com. Now, along with our books, friends, so many of you are good to send love gifts, donations, and offerings. In fact, let me tell you a little secret. Well, that's not a secret. I have said it before, but many people still don't understand it. We will not be able to stay in business simply by selling books, tapes, and videos. We don't. I even give all of the royalties for my books back to the ministry. I don't keep one penny. Not one cent. All the royalties go back to the ministry. Nevertheless, we just don't make enough. We don't make enough. And, you know, it's the summer months now, and they're a little slow. I know people are out doing other things in the summer. But give a little attention to Power of Prophecy, won't you? We want to stay here. You know, we're your representative. We speak for you. We speak for God. And there's just no other ministry like Power of Prophecy. There's a lot of good people out there, and they're trying to do good, but they don't have as their goal Jesus Christ and the Bible. And they're trying to do things in their own power, and they're not going to be able to accomplish what they think they can. And I see organizations and websites and ministries closing down every day. I mean, we started here in 1986. What's that, 28 years ago? And the names of all the ministries that we knew then, they're all gone. They're gone. We've stuck right here. How did we do it? Because you love us enough. You care for us enough. And every time I receive a $10, $15 gift, $5 gift, $50 or $100, whatever it is, I just say, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Just thank you so much for this person. Thank you for Sally or Tim or John or Nancy. You don't know how much it means to me. And I know a couple of times in the last few months, I'm not saying we're going to close our offices down, but boy, I don't know what we're going to do. We got to keep our salaries going, and we've got to continue what we're doing. We have an orphanage we try to support. Well, we don't try, we do. And many of you give to that. And we're going to continue doing that, supporting the Texas Children's Home. And, you know, we just need your help. Well, I've spoken enough about it, but I ask that the Lord Jesus speak to your heart and for you to give to this ministry. Now, some of you give to other ministries that are big and rich. I'm not saying don't give to them. But won't you consider us? We're a small ministry, but we do big things here. We do important things, and you are a part of this ministry. I'm just a representative. I represent you. I represent God. I want to please the Lord. I want to please you too. There's one thing you're going to know about Tex Mars. You can go back and study my stuff, all the materials, the preaching things that I've said back in 1986 when I began, and listen to what I say today. It hasn't changed. Now, the news has changed, and I'm usually at the cutting edge on everything. People write to me all the time and say, how did you know that? How did you know that was going to take place? Well, God tells me things. And I have my own. Alan Dell, a great talk show host from San Antonio, Texas, he's passed away now. But he used to say he had his little alligators out there. You know, the people. Well, you're not an alligator. You're way above that. But I think he meant well by it. He just said there's a lot of alligators out there helping me. Well, well, I don't want to call you that. What are you, a Great Dane dog or something? I don't know. You're above that, too. You're a child of God helping me. That's what I want. I'm a child of God, too. And as children of God, we're going to go far together. We're going to succeed. We are the overcomers, it says in the book of Revelation. The overcomers. By the way, it talks about the warmongers, the fearful, the abominable. All those things are in Revelation. But also there are the overcomers. I like that. I like to be an overcomer. You can be an overcomer too. Please help us to continue overcoming. They've tried to stop us over the years. Jerry's over here in the broadcast booth. I mean, we've been visited by all kind of people, FBI and IRS and I don't know. Probably the Jewish ADL secretly came in. Anybody can come in and see us. You know, we don't have any chains on our door. They can welcome to come in, visit us. They've tried to stop us. Now, good people have come here, too. I remember that farmer from Iowa. He came here, and he said to me, Tex, I want to tell you something. I said, oh, okay. He said, I believe in prayer. I said, well, I do, too, brother. He says, but I really believe in prayer. I said, well, I do too. He says, yeah, but I pray for my farm animals. I said, do you? He said, that's right. He said, I had a pig, and I love that pig. You know, people do at the farms. They get to loving their animals. He said, yeah, and I prayed for it. It was sick. The vet said it's not going to make it. It's going to die. And I just laid right down with that pig, put my arms around it, and prayed, Jesus, please make this pig well. Please make this pig well. And that very day, that pig got up and went to get some food, and it's. I pray for all my farm animals. Well, you know what? I laughed a little bit about that, but I believed him, and that was good. I said, brother, you just keep doing that. Those farm animals are going to do really well. We do have the overcomers here. You know, that's the way Wanda prays for me. She puts her arm around me and says, God, make him well. The old devil has been trying to get a hold of me for many years. I just keep on going. We're the overcomers. If you want to help, if you're an overcomer too, please give to this ministry. That's the only way we're going to stay in business. People think we actually make money. Jerry, they think we make money here. We don't make any money. We don't. But we are able to pay all our expenses through your love gifts, offerings, and donations. Now, we don't have a tax receipt to give you. We're just a Christian ministry. 501c3, that's not for us. But God will really love you for it. And we will too. I see the people who give here. I see the list and I know who gives and who doesn't. Now, I'm going to treat you the same. I mean, you know, you're still going to get your newsletter even if you don't give but a dollar a month. But believe me, it really helps. It really does. Okay, let's return to our regular program now. Our address again is Power Prophecy, 1708 Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733. Hey, you can donate on our website, powerprophecy.com. You can donate there. You can give money. Use your charge card. You can phone us 1-800-234-9673 or write to us at 1708 Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733. And now for the warmongers and the warlocks, a male witch that is, in the Republican Party. Now, we were talking about the immigration. Now, Rand Paul gave a major speech just the other day. I stand for immigration reform. He's in it all the way. Now, Ted Cruz, he says, well, I'm for immigration reform, but first I think we need border security. Give me a law that has border security in it and immigration reform. Now, let me tell you what that means, folks. In your lifetime, friends, or let's just say since the days of President Eisenhower. Eisenhower did a pretty good job on this. By the way, he sent them back to Mexico. He had the immigration service round them up, and they bust them back to Mexico. He did a good job on this. But since the day of Eisenhower, do you know of any time when we've had border security? Now we have none. In fact, the immigrants are coming across, the women and children are coming across the border, and once they get over, they're going looking for the Border Patrol. Used to be Border Patrol have to seek them out and catch them. Of course, then they released them. It's called Catch and Release Program. What a hoax that was. But now they see a Border Patrol Jeep and they wave to it. Hey, come pick us up. We've been told if you catch us here, we can stay. And they are allowed to stay. They are allowed to stay. Now, Obama ought to be impeached for that, but he won't be. And if you say, I want security, I'm for immigration reform, if there's a security angle to it, you're just lying to us. You know that Obama's not going to have any security. He's going to continue his lax ways. He's going to continue. No deportations. The Justice Department under Eric Holder is an open sieve. They're not going to do anything to catch anybody. Not even the prisoners, not even the Mexican gangs. So Ted Cruz is just, he is just baloney. He's throwing a loaf of baloney at you, let me tell you. I want security and immigration reform. There is no security. What you want is immigration reform, period. Now, all these guys, Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, Mike Huckabee, Rick Perry, he's one of the biggest. That guy has done nothing for immigration reform. Excuse me, immigration control. He's done nothing for the laws. Jeb Bush actually said, we need to do this out of love. We need to accept the immigrants coming across the border because it's a matter of love. Love? We cannot accept billions of people. Jeb? You know, Jeb Bush has millions of dollars he can spend. He has millions of dollars he can spend. But you and I are down here we're in the boondocks. We're stuck with whatever happens, aren't we? Now, Huckabee, when he was governor of Arkansas, he actually got a law passed that gave them in-state tuition to illegal aliens. He said, it's my Christian duty. Now, if you were from one of the other 49 states, you had to pay three times as much as the illegal aliens for college. Evidently, he didn't consider it his Christian duty to help people from other states, only the illegal aliens. Now, Rick Perry got a law passed. Actually, it wasn't his law. He got it extended. It was George W. Bush's law. Free tuition for illegal aliens. Consequently, here at the University of Texas at Austin, I mean, if you're from California, Tennessee, Louisiana, you're going to pay three times, four times, sometimes as much for college. There are admissions officers at the University of Texas telling the students, lie and say you're an illegal alien. We can get you into college cheaper. Say what? Yes, lie. Even if you're not an illegal alien, go ahead and say you are. We can get you in college cheaper. That's because of George W. passing that law. Now, if you're not for love, then you're not going to be for Jeb Bush. All these guys, they're all warlocks. They're all witches. Now, the Jews want us to pass these laws. They want to dilute the white majority. You understand that? They don't like it to be in a nation where the whites are a majority. They know they're going to be a minority that's favored always. They're going to be God's chosen people, they claim, which is a hoax. But as far as the rest of us, we're just equals. Well, okay, you're an equal. I don't mind being equal. But that still doesn't mean I have to accept up to 7 billion people coming in. Now, let's go to another issue. That was the first major issue. All these people are for immigration reform, meaning open the doors. Every one of them. Don't vote for these yokels. Now, another thing is Obamacare. That's a scam. That's going to bankrupt our nation. But they don't care. Now, the VA is a matter. The VA is so incompetent, so corrupt. Every veteran knows it. I mean, I'm a veteran myself. I've been out of the Air Force now, what? I don't know, 30 some odd years. I have never gone to the VA one time. I went there. They required me to go there for my VA physical when I retired from the Air Force. That's the last I've seen of them. Because they're worthless. They're worthless, the VA. But that's what Obamacare is going to have for all of us. It's going to be one big scam. Remember he said abortion won't be covered under this? Well, it is now. And he's trying to force churches to pay for abortions through Obamacare. You know, they spent over $1 billion for a website that flopped. And they still haven't got it all figured out, but they have the IRS going to enforce it. And people out there are totally confused. Obamacare. Now, here's the thing. Our Congress, our House of Representatives, has the right to say yes or no to every program. No matter whether it's immigration, no matter whether it's Obamacare, the health system, no matter whether it's a war somewhere or the Federal Reserve System, they have the right to say yes or no. And they have the power of the purse. If they don't approve the money for Obamacare, it's dead as a doornail. But the Republicans have approved the money. They've even gone so far as to approve it up to 2020. They've already got the money there. I've been told, well, Obamacare is going to go broke. It won't be able to keep up. No, it's not going to go broke. It's got a vault that's open all the time in the government lorges. The Republicans have given them everything they want. Whatever Obama was wanted, he's got it. Now, they have voted to repeal, the House Republicans have voted to repeal Obamacare 43 times. But that's a hocus pocus still. They vote to repeal it, but then when the vote for money, for funding of it comes up, they always approve it. Do you get me, friends? On one hand, you vote to repeal it. Now, that never passes because the Senate is controlled by the Democrats, and they always kill that bill. But when the bill comes up to fund the program, to fund Obamacare, it's the House that can kill it by just doing nothing. John Boehner, the House Speaker, can say, we're not going to even vote on it. We're not going to approve the money for it. And it's dead. But what has he said? Well, it's a program that's been approved, and I'm going to go. It was approved by one vote. And that's there. Then it went to the Supreme Court, and guess what? John Roberts, the queer, the homosexual, yes, that's what he is. He must have been blackmailed. In fact, I've seen a lot of news reports to that effect. He was blackmailed. And he gave you some twisted logic, and it passed by one vote in the Supreme Court out of 9 justices. Obamacare scam. Let me tell you a secret, friends. Every one of these warmongers and warlocks that I've mentioned to you, Cruz, Perry, Bush, Santorum, Paul Ryan, Chris Christie, Huckabee, all of them want Obamacare. And they vote for it every time, the ones that can vote. That's the key you have to ask them. Did you vote the money for this? Have you ever voted 1 cent for it? They will say, yes, we did. But I voted to repeal it. But then I voted. That's like John Kerry was asking about a bill one time. He said, well, I voted against it before I ever voted for it. Amazing. Okay, we have immigration. We have Obamacare scam. They're all for Obamacare. Whatever they say, they all oppose Obamacare. No, they don't. They all voted to fund it. gay marriage. Obama has made June, the traditional wedding month, the month, the special month for gays and transgenders, of course, and lesbians. My goodness. Now we have a gay country. No wonder Vladimir Putin and the Russian Christians are laughing at us. No, they're not laughing. They're crying. Gay marriage, same-sex marriage. The Supreme Court says that's the constitutional way. It was not constitutional, you know, since 1787. And suddenly it's suddenly they've changed. Well, number four issue, global warming. These jokers are all for global warming. Whoa, we have to go along with that. You know, professors are being fired. We've had 17 straight years of global cooling. The actual statistics show 17 years. And yet they're talking about global warming. Wow. Climate change. Global warming. And these congressmen are all for it. They're all putting in. If you complain about the EPA with its environmental regulations, guess who makes those regulations up? It's the House Republicans. Guess who passed the first EPA Act that created the Environmental Protection Agency? Richard Nixon, a Republican. Number five. War. They're all for war. Have you ever seen a war that these people didn't want? No. Huckabee, Perry, Rand Paul. Yes, even Rand Paul, he's for, you know, doing ABC. He's for war. Whatever he says, he's for war. And the military-industrial complex, of course. Jeb Bush, Paul Ryan, Chris Christie. Fox News, well, that's for sure. War overseas. Then there's the new Cold War. They're seemingly all for a new Cold War to be reignited with Russia. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Now we come to number seven. Israel. They all believe in bowing down and kissing the boots of the Jews. Hey, Rand Paul actually said about Israeli groups, he said, quote, I visit with them daily. How can you be a senator and visit with the Jews every day? How do you get anything done? Well, you do. You get stuff done for Israel. Senator Rand Paul gave a speech on July 31st promoting his amendment to eliminate aid to Egypt. In the speech, he mentioned Israel 16 times. Go to his website. When he ran for senator, boy, did he ever tout Israel. Israel, Israel, Israel. Let me just tell you this, my friends. Rand Paul is not Ron Paul. Keep that in mind. Israel, bow down. Israel, kiss up. The next major issue is the Fed Reserve. Ron Paul wanted to audit it. He eventually wanted to end it. The Fed Reserve. It's been here since 1913. They control our money. They rip us off of billions of dollars. They make the stock market go up, up, up. And they control all the major banks in America. Ted Cruz is not an outsider. He's not a Tea Party guy. He's a Harvard guy. And his wife is an executive with Goldman Sachs Bank. Think about that, friends. Ted Cruz's wife, Goldman Sachs Bank. Now, a ninth issue is the National Security Agency, CIA, the spy apparatus. The drones, what they're doing to watch us. The TSA, the Traffic Safety Authority and all that. Israel gets all of the intelligence data in America before our own intelligence agencies see it. It goes across the wires to them. They know everything you say and do. Israel, Israel, Israel. That's astonishing, isn't it? Even before the National Security Agency gets your emails and your phone conversations, Israel gets them. Israel. Finally, the budget. The budget. They all agree on the budget. Keep spending more and more money. We spent $500 million for Planned Parenthood. What's their biggest business? Abortions. If a Republican congressman says, I'm against abortion, but I'm for Planned Parenthood, tell him he's nuts. How about public broadcasting system? That's nothing but trash. I was turning on TV the other night and I saw PBS specials. I wonder what this is going to be about. It was about Gene Robinson, the homosexual bishop of the Methodist Church. Boy, they were ever touting that guy. The budget. There's a group called the National Endowment for Democracy. Sounds good, but it's an intelligence plan. It's what America's doing. And by the way, we're in the Middle East. This Islamic caliphate, we're funding it. We're funding those guys to do their horrors. These are the 10 major issues of the warmongers and the warlocks. They're for war. They're for Israel. They're for a new Cold War. They're for the Federal Reserve, no matter what they say. They're for the increased federal budget. They're for gay marriage, for global warming, for Obamacare, for immigration reform. Where do you stand on these issues? I know where I stand on every one of these issues. It's easy. It's easy. Are you a Christian or are you not? How can you be for gay marriage? How can you be for Obama and the government taking over our entire healthcare system? You know what is going to come out of that? They're going to require you to take a mark or a name or the number of the beast. That's what's going to come out of Obamacare. You know it. I know it. All of these things, my friends, the government are putting on our backs. It used not to be that way. I say get off our backs. I say change all these programs. I say the budget could probably be made about 10% of what it is today. I say maybe we need to secede. I think we need to get out of this. We don't want to vote Republican or Democrat. These people are liars. And they'll keep us ever wondering about this VA scandal or that IRS scandal. Do you really think the IRS officials are going to go to prison for what they've done? For fiddling around with a 501c3 program? For auditing of conservative groups and individuals? No! Lois Lerner? I plead Fifth Amendment. And she's going to get free. They're all going to scot-free. The IRS commissioners... Eric Holder, the immigration matter. They know they're not applying the law. They say the law's broken. No, you're broken. Well, it's getting so there's two Americas. There's us, and there's them. You don't want to join them, Finns. You don't want to do that. Keep your Christian bearings. Stay pure. Stay out of the hellhole of this government. I'm Tex Mars. It's been great being with you today. My prayer is that you'll join here with us at Power of Prophecy and especially tune in each week and discover the power of prophecy.